Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Y'all, I just told Poodle to save it because he kept talking to Kate Casey and I wanted y'all to hear it. Welcome to a special 90 Day Gaze with me and Poodle and Kate Casey.
You actually screamed at me, but that's okay.
Welcome to the show, Kate.
Welcome, Kate.
Oh, I've missed you so, even though I feel like I talk to you all the time.
We do
text a lot. Now, y'all, we're doing this. I'm in Texas. Poodle's in L.A., Kate's in Orange County, so hopefully we're not all on top of each other, but we're trying technology. we're having Kate on today because if you have not listened to Kate Casey's interview with Silva Twins, Darcy Stacy, you're missing it, y'all. Congrats, Kate.
Oh, thank you.
Poodle and I both were just like, girl, how did you get that? How did you get that? That's a get.
It's a good get.
Well, I have been working on cultivating my relationship with TLC for a long time, which has been nice. And I have to say, of all the television networks that I deal with, and you know, I deal with a ton of them, their publicists are among the nicest, most gracious, and most collaborative. So,
Bravo.
Oh my God, Bravo's the worst. Netflix is fantastic. TLC is like great. And the girls that are the publicists work really hard and they're really sweet. So I said, I have got to interview them. And I thought I would just interview one of them. And she said, well, what about both of them? And I thought, oh my God, just lead me to the pot of gold. Are you kidding me? This is great. So I met Darcy about 2 years ago. I went to a mixer for 90 Day Fiance in LA. And she was everything I expected. She basically is the personification of a TJ Maxx sign. It's like lots of blessings. love is love.
Okay. I was just in TJ Maxx today. And I actually, like, there was a whole aisle of just word art. I meant to take a video because Poodle would have been, but then I saw a hot black guy.
I despise word art, Kate. It's one of the worst things in the world for me. But
she is a walking TJ Maxx.
She's the personification of word art. And she's very sweet. And I was with my friend and she was just in awe of my friend who's an older actress. And she just looked at her like she was the be all end all. And she complimented her and she was effusive in her praise to Hillary. And then she looks at me, and I have to tell you, at the time, I just had a baby, so only one of my breasts was full of milk and beginning to leak. And I was like, I got to get the hell out of here, because I hit traffic. So I was like kind of in a rush to get out, but I sat with her and chatted her for a little bit. And there's a thing about Darcy is that when you talk to her, it's like she's got unicorn stars in her eyes. She operates on another
planet. That's so accurate.
She operates on another planet. So you could ask her about anything. Murder, weaponry, disease, poverty. And somehow she spins it into something positive. Like, will be. It is what it is. Glory to be. Like, whatever. And you're just sort of like, are you aware of like planet Earth and what's going on? But one thing about her is she's very sweet. And I don't, she's not somebody who's like cunning or manipulative. She's not a real housewife. She's somebody who I get that they keep casting her because she and Stacey are completely unaware of how funny they are. They walk into a room with crazy outfits and they've got a weird gait and they're kind of like plowing through life, totally unaware of how funny they are because they're overly optimistic when they're shit on by these gross loser guys and they just don't care. They're like, well, love wins in the end. Like at one point I'm interviewing them and I'm asking them like, didn't treat you well. And her response was, but we've got electric chemistry. And it's like, they just don't see, it's kind of like my oldest. Like whenever there's a bully at school, my oldest child will always say, well, they just have to get to know me better. And that is them. It's like, you could tell them that guy is trying to kill you at night. And she's like, well, maybe I just need to turn the lights on and make him feel better about himself. And you're like, what? But you don't care. Yeah. But like, they're really nice people, but they're just they live on another planet that I'm not sure any of us will be able to visit in our lifetime.
Sure. I'd go on a date with Scott Peterson. Sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Seems like a great guy. Yeah.
You know, he loves the water. I love the water. I've got a great yachting outfit.
Chris Watts. No, seems like a David nice Berkeley guy.
Seems like a great guy.
Yeah. Charles Manson. Great hair.
You know, it's misunderstood. Really. They really do see the most when and even when Stacey was going through it with Florian, he was like cheating on her. He's like, well, maybe it was just a little bit of a kiss. Is that it? That's it, right? That's it. No, it was actually that she was like, as long as you tell me that's it.
But then they also share the same phraseology, the same worldview. So when Florian's terrible, she's like, it'll be fine. We'll work it out. And conversely with Georgie or whatever his name is, her sister's like, it's fine. Like you can work it out. They both operate. And that's why there's like this powerful duo because they plow through life like from another dimension. They're like they're like adult JoJo Siwas.
That's striking fear into the hearts of all mothers out there because she terrifies. And anyone who's like, who has like a child who's like 8 or 9 has experienced JoJo Siwa.
But I wonder if Michael did a disservice to them or a service to them by maybe he told them that the sun and moon rose on their faces every day of their life, because even when they were telling me stories about being in Japan and how everyone made a big deal and took pictures of them. And I'm wondering, I'm like, was this based in reality or were they the kind of kids? And I have lots of friends who were, their parents told them that they were the sun and the moon and the stars every day. And I'm like, maybe that's the kind of household they grew up in. So they just think they are. And then and part of me is like, admires that confidence. Like, they really are just like, we are it. Like the fact that they were like comparing themselves to the Olsen twins. I was like, normal people would not see the connection, but they really believe it in their hearts.
And I think you're hitting on why people either love them or hate them, because there's this purity that both of them have that you're exactly right. They're just plowing through life saying, got to fight for love. Got to do this because we're going to find the best life. We're going to do this. We're going to be successful one day. We're dreamers. They said that in your interview. We've always been dreamers.
We're dreamers. But then, and it's like on paper, you're like, you're in your late 40s and you think that you're going to be pop stars and you're going to have an HGTV show and a line of homeware and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't know. Maybe they can, because she was on 90 Day Fiance. Now she has a spinoff and everybody knows who she is. And she's like, they're almost iconic at this point.
They are.
People think of like twins, and then you're like, well, maybe the joke's on us.
I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to manifest it. I really do. I think
it's actually a genius idea, and they kept bringing it up to you, Kate. Yeah, about the idea of like renovation show. You know, Georgie's really good. He's in civil engineering. Oh, Florian can build furniture.
Our listeners that have listened to your interview are commenting like in our Facebook group and everything like, why that one of our listeners says, who was the idiot who passed on this property twin show? That was an idiot. Like, who did that? Like, I think it would be huge. I think that's one thing I took away from this interview. It is, you are kind of, you summed it up where I'm like, are they crazy or are they just way more confident than the rest of us?
That's true. And I don't think they live in this world. Like Kate said, that they live in another planet. It's not real at reality.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm impressed with their confidence. Here are these like dopey guys, and they don't see all the flaws in them. They see them as partners in this forthcoming empire. It's like, what? I don't know. It's like interesting. But by the way, I thought that they should partner with Sonia Morgan and the three of them talk about love and relationships, because on Housewives, Sonia is that way, where she is like delusional and confident and living on another planet too. It's like a similar personality. And she's one of the favorites of every Housewife franchise. People are like impressed and confused at the same time by her confidence.
I think it's a special, you might have something there with their older brother, Michael, who passed, really just like goosing them up and just telling them they were princesses because their dad was away a lot. Mm-hmm. So she's like, he was the patriarch. So it might have been that Michael gave them so much and said, you're the best, you know, you could do anything. I don't think anyone who's on this call right now had parents who said, you're the best, you can do anything.
No, I could win a Pulitzer Prize and my mom would go, well, you know, somebody's better. I mean, most people don't have parents, but I don't know. And then it's like even seeing their parents, film with their parents, their dad is always just like, well, they'll be what they be, like whatever. Yeah. And like he's like partly amused, but it's like he's looking at them like with adoration, despite the dumb mistakes they make. It's like, okay. But by the way, the parents have been divorced for years and years and they're like friends and buddies. Yeah. So
I think Daddy Silva, he's too busy making mafia deals and like sparing people.
I think Daddy Silva's in the CIA.
I really did ask them.
I don't think I included it. Maybe it's because I asked them afterward. I'm like, is your dad single? And they said he is dating somebody, but he's a very big flirt. And I suggested that if they break up, that they should do a spinoff of them trying to find a partner for their dad.
I think their dad is hot.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a huge fan of his.
Daddy Silva, like, with them lips and that head, bald head, do it. Silva strong.
Silva strong. I couldn't.
So were there any questions that you didn't ask or that didn't, because that what you just said about what their dad, if he's single, that didn't make the interview. Was there anything that either didn't make it or you're like, dang,
or
I
the publicist.
Because I will say, you know, Jake is a picky bitch. And Jake said after listening to this, we were talking, he was like, Kate Casey asked really damn good questions.
And you got them not to do all platitudes, even though they spit them out like crazy.
Well, I think one thing is because I had already met Darcy and she's always very nice to me. So I think she was a little bit disarmed because she had met me before. And I think that the kindness of the publicist who knew, she probably had said, you're in good hands. It's okay. So that helps me tremendously. And I think historically I've done fair interviews with TLC people and treated them with humanity, which a lot of the people that are on shows like this, it seems like they cast people that are maybe have questionable choices and morals. And I always try to give them a benefit of the doubt. Like, you're a one-dimensional person on television. Let's try to make you three-dimensional. And let me ask you questions about your life before TV so people understand where you're coming from. So I think that was helpful. I think that they probably felt more comfort because they had each other in the interview. So they felt less like targeted, you know, they had each other. And I think that by opening and saying how much they make me laugh, they didn't feel attacked. So that was part of it. But people have to understand about our job that's really hard is that you have a finite amount of time. I it's like I'm interviewing someone and I am seeing the clock ticking, like go, 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 go. And I know I have to try to get these really pointed questions in. And it's a whole, it's like mental gymnastics. It's like, it's really hard to get in that window of time, the person you're interviewing to feel comfortable enough to open themselves up. And that has entirely to do with the tone that you have, the questions that you open with, the support of the publicist, the background that you have. You know, I just interviewed this Real Housewife from Potomac. It's out tomorrow. And her husband had been cheating on her when she had a newborn. And I have to ask her that. And there's a publicist on the line. And I know the clock's winding down. And I have to figure out a way to sort of go into the question so that I know that they're going to be open enough to give me a somewhat honest answer and that they don't feel attacked. And I think people don't understand how hard that is given the restraints of the time and with somebody listening on the line. So I was very grateful that Darcy and Stacey were having fun with it and were open. And it's sometimes it's surprising to me too when someone, like I just interviewed Tinsley Mortimer from Real Housewives of New York, and the people who work on the show said, oh my gosh, she opened up so much to you. And I thought, really? Like, to me, it didn't seem like it. And then they're explaining, like, a lot of people that are on these shows, it takes a lot of work. We see these confessional interviews. They do so much work to prep them. They may have been sitting in that chair, Darcy and Stacey, for hours, and then they finally get a sound bite. So it's imagine how challenging it is for somebody to get like 20 minutes with them and to get them to open up. It's tremendous. It's very, very hard.
I think, too, I don't know if you watched this, Kate, but there were a couple of scenes from D&S, Darcy and Stacey, that they didn't air.
Yeah.
And like outtakes. There was one where they were riding horses and a horse kind of took off with Darcy. It's like, whoa.
It was hysterical.
Horses all the time. And I could only think that, and there was one where she was trying to make Georgie coffee. She didn't know how to do it. It was like her fiddling with an espresso machine. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But I think they were worried about trying to tell a story.
Trying to plot.
Yeah, of course.
But with both of those things, outtakes.
Yes, and with both of those things, to go off what you were saying, Kate, she went like this horseback, and with coffee, she's like, "I make great coffee." I mean, she's like I don't even want to compare, but maybe just because I was watching a little bit of the debate, she is like a less narcissistic, less violent, not racist at all, but like almost like a feel-good Donald Trump in that she believes she can do anything. Although I feel bad comparing Darcy to him. But
I'm going to hold that against you.
I think you think of like some of the 90 Day Fiancé, like Paul, you don't want to watch a TV show with him because he's just, you feel like at the core of him, he's not a good person. Like,
didn't you say that's one of your weirdest interviews you've ever done?
Yeah, I met him at the same event and he was telling me all these things about Karini, like that he didn't think the baby was actually his. And then I told the story on my podcast and then he listened and then he called TLC and complained about me. Ugh. And they were like, hey, Kate, can you like take that out? I was like, what? That's what he said to me. He was wearing a mosquito jacket in a West Hollywood bar and he told me, I don't know if she's with... I don't know if I'm really the father of the baby. So, of course, I'm going to tell people. Why would I keep that to myself? So then this guy continues every couple months to send me a note. I'd really love to come on your show. I'm like, did you forget that you went behind my back and complained about me? My point is a lot of the people on lots of reality shows do that kind of nonsense. And then they're like, oh, hi. They buddy up to you. These two girls are not, they're women. These two women are not like that.
Yeah,
they're authentic. I think they're very authentic on the show.
Kate, friend, can I come on your show, please?
I mean,
I just basically do my dad, and that's Paul.
Do you? So now I know that you're having. You said you're about to have to interview David and Annie, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. So, and they sent me a recipe to make, and I'm like, oh God, I got to make it, but. It's like Asian basil chicken, but I got to make it because these
you got to make it.
They are so sweet, and they were,
and they're having a cooking show,
and they're working overtime to do this cooking show. So I'm going to take pictures of what they sent me the recipe. You know what? I'm going to send it to you so you can post it in your group. It's cool. It's the recipe. I just think those two, and like I was telling you guys before, same event, David and Annie were there. Okay. David comes up to me and he says, Kate, I just want to tell you, like, I just love seeing pictures of your kids. You're such a great mom. And you realize that David is invested in everybody who's participating in the watching of this show. And so if you're a viewer and you're commenting on a lot of groups, he is the person, he's actually like trying to build a relationship with you. He's like, oh, and where do you live? And like, I can see why he had a career in politics at some point, because I think innately he's somebody who seeks connection.
He worked for campaigns. He worked for Senate campaigns.
He's very, very nice. And so what was funny about her was she was wasted. I mean, wasted. And he's quite short. So it was like Tweedledee and Tweedledum a little bit. And she was screaming at me because she was so wasted. She was talking about karaoke. She wanted to go to a karaoke bar.
Oh, Jesus.
And she was like, karaoke, but I couldn't really understand what she was saying. And my boobs were leaking. I was like, I got to get the hell out of this.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
And then, you know who was at the bar was Elizabeth and Andre. And the publicist said, okay, so Elizabeth and Andre are over there. Would you like to interview them? And I went, no, I'm okay. They were all alone. No one was interested in talking to them. Because there were like a lot of people, like people in the press, podcasters, et cetera. And I was like, I'm cool. I got to go. Bye.
They're going so hard at Cameo, both of those two guys. And unfortunately,
probably making a lot of money.
They are. Unfortunately, she has to be in all of his, and we have tried to get him to be shirtless alone for a cameo, and we can't get him because he is the ultimate sex object for both of us.
I don't know why, Kate.
He does it for me.
He does it.
He's very, he's like old school Moldovian, probably like, yeah. You know, me wife, no, you know.
I'm probably going to smell like cigarettes, vodka, yeah. And like locker sweat after we have sex, but it'll be worth it.
You know what's,
and he'll like,
you know what's so great about him?
Drag me by my hair.
He had to have been in cahoots with the producer to go to Moldova and go to that Von Trapp patio at some castle and to film scenes there to be like, look at the beauty of our country. And then that wedding reception, I mean, they probably got it for free and they worked with the like tourism board of Moldova and they went balls right out. Oh my God. And to see that family sitting there like morons, like, oh, okay, well, it's not a shithole country after all. I thought that was great. Well played.
They really are. There's never been a family that's made me more embarrassed to be American than they are. They're so awful.
How about that scene where you guys can't relate to this, but it was like all like Elizabeth and her sisters all breastfeeding at one time. I just thought.
Oh, we saw that.
Do you think it was like a male cameraman who was just so uncomfortable? Like, I don't know. I've had 5 children. No one needs to see me breastfeed. I'm like, listen, you can do whatever you want as a breastfeeder. But I'm like, I just felt like they were aggressively trying to like send a message. And I just don't know what the message was because it was like, why would you all be breastfeeding at the same time and at an outdoor covered pool?
In a pool.
I'd like to show that they want to show that they're strong, powerful women to make. It's almost like the way Ariella wants to go to Ethiopia and marry a black man, an Ethiopian man, and have his baby. She just wants to be like trendy or cool, whatever. I'm sorry I brought her up, Poodle. I'm sorry.
I can't stand her. She's the worst thing for me. She's Ariella on the other way.
And it makes Poodle enraged that her baby is one of the cutest babies of 90 Day Fiancé.
She's a very cute baby.
Oh, I think I saw that in your group that someone posted and they were like, I'm really sorry, but this baby is very cute.
Very, very cute.
Like a Berber baby, unfortunately. It's very upsetting. It's
very cute baby. Sometimes ugly people have really gorgeous children.
Sometimes people who look like the sloth
And sometimes really gorgeous people have a very ugly baby. And it's like,
true.
And it's so interesting how that works out.
Well, yeah, really, all of your kids are gorgeous, and you and your husband.
Look at a picture, thank you. If you look at a picture of the sloth from Ice Age, you will see Ari. It's really awful. And you know what? The worst thing is her appearance is the nicest thing about her.
Okay, you got to walk away, Poodle. You got to walk away.
Me. Yeah. She triggers me in a way that I can't even disguise.
Okay, final question, Kate Casey. What, I know that you're interviewing David and Annie. What other 90 Day cast members do you still want to interview?
Oh, there's some. I want to interview people that were from season 2 and season 3. I went back and I asked Amy and her husband, I'm forgetting his name right now, the really cute guy. She was from South Africa and his family was super racist. I asked them if they would do an interview and she said, let me ask my husband if it's okay. And I was like, what?
Uh-oh.
And then she came back and said, we're going to pass. So that kind of sucked. I'd love to find Yamir, the boy bander from Honduras or wherever it was. And Chelsea, I would love to interview Mark and his Asian wife. I like those kind of people, the couple from Utah where she was from the Ukraine and she danced at a strip club and then married the Mormon. And then they had a baby that looks nothing like either of them. It's all a mystery. I would love to interview them. So like old school 90 Day people, because the more recent people, I feel like they're kind of, they're inauthentic. I want to get the people that were really plucked from obscurity and ask them how the show changed their life.
Yeah. Like Russ and Paula will totally do an interview with you, but you probably don't want to
because
they're
all
fan force now.
Yeah, no.
But you are right. We just started watching in our Patreon. We are on third season 1 right now, and we're going to start season 2 of 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh my God, it's the best. And you're going to be like, why?
It is so good though. They really had no idea.
Why did they not get a Peabody Award or something for this? This was so fucking good. It was so good. The boy band story to me still is the best. The fact that she had gone on some like charity mission and met this boy bander. And there's this Yoko Ono moment where the boy band manager is like, you cannot let him go back to the United States to Indiana. And she's like, he has to because we're in love. And then they go back to Indiana and he tries to get a record deal in Chicago. And he's a Latin singer. And he can barely speak English. And when the family's asking him questions, he has no idea what they're saying. I mean, it's so good. And I think they broke up or they got divorced and she dated a woman for a little while, but now I think she's engaged to a man. There's just so many layers to it. I just find them totally.
A lot of layers.
They're so fascinating. But again, nice people. You could tell that they were good, nice people. And they were just making decisions that were so indicative of being very young. It's like the coming of age story, but if they just happen to be on a TV show and they got caught up in like international love, and it's like relatable but not relatable. It's very interesting. But
you have to be careful though, because we thought Alan and Kiryam from season 1 that we're doing now, I even said, I was like, they both just seem like good people. And then we found out that Alan went to do his Mormon mission in Brazil and met Kiryam, or I can't say her name.
She was 12.
When she was 12 and asked her family to save her.
To save her for him.
So he knew her many, many years prior?
He met on his Mormon mission. He met her when he was 18.
When she opened 12. The door, when he knocked on her door.
And then he never dated anybody for those 4 years or whatever?
Probably not because he was Mormon. And then they met, he brought her over, and they're married with a kid.
It's very disturbing.
So she's never been with anybody but him.
She was a virgin when they married. They had a very extravagant system. He would invite a friend over to his house, like a virginity guard. And the friend would keep him from acceding to his man urges. So he wouldn't ravish her.
Oh, I do remember some of that. Yeah. It was like an escort. Yes.
Yeah. Really creepily gross. And, yeah. It ruined it for us.
And did her whole family convert?
I think she did. Yeah.
But
all of them did.
All of them did. Interesting. Well, I thought he was kind of boring, though. Like, his personality is boring. I'm telling you. Will you text me when you see Yamir and Chelsea?
We will.
Well,
I mean, that I want to see that played out as a movie. It's like so fantastic.
I feel like the difference between the OG seasons, like one and two, is that there was a lot less mental illness. The more recent shows, it's just they're not well.
You know what else it is? Like, I think I spend so much time watching and interviewing Real Housewives, and there's so many women that are like love to watch that, and it's like aspirational in their mind. Meanwhile, lots of these women like lit smoke and mirrors, but it's like I could never imagine being cast for that because I don't have a mansion, I don't drive a luxury car, and I don't wear Chanel or Louboutins. But the 90 Day Fiance, it's like an attainable job for lots of people. Like, I could just be a piece of shit person who is manipulative and cunning and just wants to date somebody in another country. And I've seen even in your group where people do screenshots and it's like a foreign man that writes them and says, hey, let's meet. Let's go on 90 Day Fiance together. So
I've begged Poodle to do it. We can have a studio that we're doing our podcast instead of his living room with shitty like trucks driving by honking.
I think too, it's fascinating because you watch people and then you'll watch people who seemingly who have it all at this point, who in the early seasons love was much more there, but now you can find anyone online and look up anybody, and so it's a playground for sex tourists like David and Big Ed from this past season.
It's too dark, but I did like the couple from 90 Day the Other Way where the girl was from Florida and she went to see Antonio
Spain. Courtney.
I think I interviewed her. I just remembered that. I forgot.
Oh, poor thing.
Tomorrow's my 300th episode. I absolutely forget the people I've interviewed. But I interviewed Courtney and she
congratulations.
She said, thank you. She said something like, I went to Spain and I was exhausted and I wanted to leave, but it's like I was so tired and I didn't know what to do. So she ended up at that pageant. Remember he was the judge?
Yes.
And she was like, there were no options. Like, I couldn't get a hotel room and I was just stuck there.
That wild. Was really interesting. Now, I don't know if you saw her quarantine episode, but she's stuck in the house with a guy who invented the period cup and she's the period cup spokesmodel.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't make it up. Oh, he actually God. Reached it. And he's
Your
German.
Mouth
he
actually, will
he actually
drop.
He reached out to us and told us that they really enjoyed our episode. He said, even with the comments about her eyes.
Oh, man. But again, very nice girl. She was very sweet and she has this really sweet parents. But she said she was doing this like international thing, like a group where it was a bunch of girls and they were traveling. And that's kind of how she fell into this. Like she met him and she was like traveling around and then it was a total catfish situation.
At least she banged him. I thought she wasn't going to bang him, but at least she got some good Latin D out of it.
But the next morning though, all the rules changed. It's like, you left me and I was not ready for it. And so as soon as she's won, if he banged her and then he basically needed to put a ring on it next day.
Like, Courtney, I needed to go do my laundry. He literally left her for like 2 days to do laundry.
But you know what was another great one was when Darcy went to visit Jesse and he lived in that apartment that was covered in white.
Oh,
it was almost like he had to zip up white drapes to get into his dresser. And he had like a purple light, like he was like a man of the night.
Like purple sex lights.
Yeah, purple sex lights. And remember, when I interviewed him, he was basically saying she was a drunk. And I was like, well, wouldn't you be a drunk too if it did deal with you? And like, he went to work every day. So she flies there. She has nothing to do all day. Of course she would go to restaurants and drink. Like, what else is there to do? Yeah.
Because, and totally, you were completely skeeved out by him, right?
Yeah, but one of the things that I did, I think I mentioned it, is that I hated the way he berated her when he came to America. And he was asking her all these questions about New York. Like, what's the population? What's the elevation? It's like, Americans don't pay attention to that shit. I don't go travel to another country and like, give people quizzes. Like, you live here? How many people live here? Like, what? So I gave him a quiz about Amsterdam and he was a good sport about it, I have to say. he was kind of like, what? And I said, well, you gave her this quiz. I'm going to give you one. And he laughed about it, but he didn't know, he knew jack shit about his city.
He does have an ass that won't quit.
That's true.
I mean, the man, if he ever wants to have a career, if he just puts things in his butt on OnlyFans, he'll have money.
That's true. If he wanted to do an OnlyFans, he could do it.
Just putting things in his butt.
What is the deal with OnlyFans? Is this like lowest common denominator? Why is everybody doing this?
It's basically so you can make money by showing off your body. Sometimes they're nude. Sometimes they're not.
We're sex positive in our group. However, it's hard for me to say things about because I don't want people to think that I'm sex shaming people. It's not that, but it is kind of, I do think lowest common denominator is a good way of describing it because it's like, well, I can't do anything else. Like I don't like Larissa's boyfriend. He doesn't have talent. He doesn't have like a career he's worked at.
Well,
he just has a big penis. And so he can do that.
Well, it would make me sad if somebody said I got laid off and I am desperate because I have to pay bills. And this was the only thing that I could do. That makes me really sad.
But I don't think that. I just think that
that's not the case most of the time.
When I like good quality porn if I'm going to do it. So I need someone that has put in the work. That has maybe they started out as a fluffer.
Oh, and
maybe
there's a rip camera there.
But I hear they're really angry. Those people who have worked in the industry for a long time, they're like, listen, there is a whole industry that I've worked in. I've done my due diligence. I've prepped. I've done all this
they
work.
They put them over.
And then these people lost out. And on a micro level, I'm like, I kind of get it because it's like, I've been busting my ass for 4 years to have a podcast. And then somebody who's like, got kicked off The Bachelorette is like, I'll start a podcast. And it's like,
they
get a ton of downloads because people know who they are because they were a monster on the show last week. And you're like, wait, what? Huh?
That is fair, and that makes me want to retract a little bit of my statement. And also, it's, the reason why we podcast is because working in entertainment, how many shows have you pitched or ideas, and people say, no.
Yeah.
And the same thing with these OnlyFans, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
So that is the upside, is that you're in charge of your own content, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So there is some freedom to that because you're able to control your content. My only thing with that is, and I say this to any industry, is think about your life in 5, 5, 5. How is this affecting me 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 hours, 5 weeks, 5 years from now? You got to think about 5, 5, 5 for all those big decisions. So yeah, you're going to make a big amount of money for the next 5 days, but 5 years from now, you're going to go, God almighty, like I'm so embarrassed it's out there.
Yeah, everyone saw my dick.
I don't know. I kind of like if I looked like Jesse or somebody, I'd be like, 5 years ago, I looked like that. I'm having McDonald's now, but I used to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's like work.
But you know what? Most of West Hollywood has seen my penis. So I might as well just go ahead and do it now.
I don't believe that for a minute.
No, that's most of the people right in between. That alley right in between Laurel Canyon and Sycamore, you've seen Jake's asshole.
That's a pretty dark street, lighting, I'm saying.
You know
dark.
What? It shines bright like a diamond.
It was dark. It was very, very well lit before I got there.
Ubers don't even go there.
No, Jake's butthole is like E.T.'s finger. There's a light on the end of it, and it draws dick to it. Go homo.
All right. With that, with a bad E.T. joke,
we're going to
wrap this up.
We're going to wrap this up, and we're going to say goodbye to you now, and we're going to end the show, y'all. Kate has some surprise interviews with Darcy and Stacey that didn't make the show, and just for our 90 Day Gays listeners, you're going to get a glimpse of that. Right now.
Stacy, true or false, you have been known to flat iron Georgie's hair.
Stacy, have you been flat ironing Georgie's hair? Because that's my man. We talked about this. This is twin power. You have beseeched it.
sorry, sometimes he was around, and Florian wasn't around, and Georgie kind of looked like a beautiful, beautiful horse. So I wanted to pet his hair.
I knew he was into this twin thing. I knew it.
Okay, true or false, Florian wears Gap toddler jeans.
I think I just let him answer that. I don't know Gap, but I have worn younger children clothes. No, Gap, we pay a lot of money to get Gap in Albania. That's all I say. I say no, I more answer.
So I know you guys watch 90 Day. What else do you watch, and what do the men in your life watch?
Oh, go ahead, Stace. I mean, I really just love Serendipity. I watched that movie on loop. I love
anything. Anything that's like romantic, anything about love. Yes. You know, you gotta find love.
Yes,
gotta find love in your life. Also, we like Housewives. I think Florian loves Below Deck. Yes, I love more Captain Cindy. Oh, no like Hannah. Hannah no good. Give me Kate. Team Kate. Florian, Team Kate.
If you guys were on a Real Housewives show, which Real Housewives franchise would you guys like to be part of?
Oh, I mean, I feel like I'm practically a New York girl already. You know, I got the bling, and I've got the diamonds, and, you know, I'm a strong woman, and I just, you know, we're silver strong, right, Stace? We're silver strong.
Silver strong. I would be part of Real Housewives of Albania because I feel like I was flying over the country, and it spoke to me, and I was starting to cry because I felt like I was born here, and I was meant to go. Albania is nice.
Definitely.
Darcy, what did your ex-husband rap about?
Basically, there's some litigation that I can't really talk about, but for the most part, it had to deal with, it was an extension scandal. We got some bad extensions from Turkey, and that's all I can say.
Okay. I know you have a fashion line. Are other products or sponsorships coming up for you guys?
Well, I wasn't trying to segue at all, but go ahead, Stacey.
I'm so glad you asked that. I'm so glad you asked. Actually, we're coming out with our own line of hair extensions.
Yes.
We're actually full-on horsehair, full-on mane and tail.
Full-on horsehair. We're partnering with Mane and Tail. We're going to be in Dollar Trees everywhere.
And Mervyn's.
And Mervyn's. We're going to call it
and also
Hair Raw. Today, Hair Tomorrow. Strong.
I don't know. I prefer a house hair of 11. Hair of 11.
Okay, fine.
Of all the Kardashians, which one do you most relate to?
Oh, let's see. I like what's the youngest one who's always pretty?
Kendall.
Kendall.
What's the other K one?
Kylie.
They all K.
Kylie.
Right. Kylie.
Chloe. Definitely.
For me, it's Kim, because I love a black rapper.
Kendra, Kalissa?
Kalissa, oh. Yeah, that's it. Chris.
She's my favorite.
Who do you look up to more, Kris Jenner or Paola from 90 Day Fiancé?
Ooh, that's a good question. Kris Jenner, she's a strong woman. She's her own woman.
She's a strong woman. You know what she did? She manifested it. She manifested. She said, "I'm throwing a I'm throwing a javelin. I'm walking on dirt, and now I want tits. I'm doing it because I'm a real woman, and I know, and I'm going to fight for it."
She went through all that O.J. Simpson stuff. She made it through it.
Okay,
she succeeded.
My last question, you guys.
Oh wait, I just confused Kris Jenner with her husband.
Wow, Darcy, you may want to become informed.
I got
to
put down this wine. Woo.
Okay, my last question. You guys have a forthcoming HGTV show. It's going to be the four of you renovating homes. What would you say is your decorating style?
Well, I'm more classic, but I got a little sparkle. You got to have a little sparkle.
I say like chic. Like, you know, if Anthropology and like Tom Ford, you know, like had a baby, it would be like, it's definitely strong, fabulous.
And anything that shows my boobs.
And would you have a lot of word art?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Gotta have Stay Strong. Gotta have find love.
Live your dream.
Rather, live, laugh, love.
Yes, live, laugh some more.
And will we expect a spinoff with your kids, Mateo, Parker, Annika, and Aspen?
Oh, that are their names. I forget. Thanks. I always forget my boys' names.
My girls are still strong, and they're, you know, we don't know what the future holds. We just know we're family strong and we're in it together. Silvas.
Can we expect a dating show with your dad?
After he gets back from
We can't say Stacy. Don't say it aloud. We're not supposed to say. Remember, we got in trouble.
Sorry.
But I'm just saying.
His code name is Deep Throat.
But
sorry.
I think that he would be very successful. Those 90 Day Gay show, they were disgusting about him.
I agree. Especially the one with red hair. Disgusting.
Well, thank you guys a million times.
Okay. We love you. Stay strong.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.